I am pleased to be here today, and I'm very honored to be part of this important event. I feel like a proud mother, because this is a dream we've had for a long time, and alhamdulillah, today we are launching this project. The health of our nation is our wealth, and it's essential that everyone has access to basic healthcare facilities. Ensuring healthy lives is important to building prosperous societies. Issues affecting health of both men and women are widespread, and addressing them requires an approach that ensures every individual and community, irrespective of their circumstances, receives the health services they need. Though there are many issues as far as women's health is concerned in Ghana, maternal health and its associated neonatal mortality and maternal mortality is the greatest and the most heartbreaking concern of mine. Maternal mortality is still unacceptably high. According to the WHO, every day nearly 380 women die from preventable causes related to pregnancy and childbirth complications. In 2015 alone, the UN Stats estimated that 303,000 women died due to complications during pregnancy and childbirth. Almost 99% of these deaths occurred in developing countries. The WHO again estimates that between 1990 and 2005, maternal mortality dropped by 44% worldwide. That's why these gains, however, sub-Saharan African countries still continue to record higher rates. The maternal mortality ratio for sub-Saharan Africa is 546 per 100,000 live births. More women and mothers continue to die during pregnancy and childbirth-related complications. Almost all of these deaths occur in under-resourced settings, and most of them could have been prevented. A look at the 2014 Demographic Health Survey of Ghana revealed that the maternal mortality rate in Ghana is 319 per every 100,000 live births, and neonatal mortality stands at 29 per every 1,000 live births. Nearly 91% of pregnant women in urban areas access skilled delivery, whilst only 59% of the rural women access skilled birth. This reflects the inequalities in access for health care. These women die as a result of complications during pregnancy and childbirth. The WHO says that major complications that account for nearly 75% of all maternal deaths are severe bleeding or hemorrhaging, that's mostly after childbirth, infection, also usually after childbirth, complications from delivery, obstructed labor, ruptured uterus, high blood pressure during pregnancy, and unsafe abortions. These revelations are truly disheartening. However, it's important that today we celebrate all the hard-working medical personnel who, in spite of all the difficulties they are confronted with every day and the most challenging of circumstances, work tirelessly to save lives. Thank you all for your efforts, and Allah bless you all. We must also note that a lot is being done to address these challenges. The Ministry of Health and Ghana Health Service continue to implement evidence-based and high-impact interventions. However, these interventions are hampered by challenges such as inadequate funding, human resource, and essential supplies. It is against this background that my not-for-profit organization, the Samira Empowerment and Humanitarian Project, SEP as we call it, has initiated the SEP Safe Delivery Project to support their efforts. The need to improve maternal health and ensure safe deliveries requires attention from all sectors of our society. The SEP Safe Delivery Project aims to contribute to reducing maternal and neonatal mortality through training, education, and the provision of well-resourced birth kits to expectant mothers in worst-affected communities across Ghana. It is also a comprehensive approach to tackling the problem of maternal and neonatal mortality. These kits include essential medications and supplies, as has been indicated earlier. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the main objective of this project is to improve the chances of survival of our mothers and newborns by addressing at least three main concerns, that is, those that cause maternal and neonatal mortality, particularly postpartum hemorrhaging, hypertensive disorders, and infection. In addition, qualified senior midwives will train nurses, that's our SEP volunteers, and traditional birth attendants in areas where access to health facilities are difficult on how to effectively use these birth kits. This will ensure safe delivery practices for our expectant mothers. Also through this project, SEP hopes to establish a successful, sustainable project that potentially can be scaled up by government. This project has been launched today in East Gonja, Northern Region, not only because you're dear to my heart, but because unfortunately it's one of the worst affected districts in Ghana. For the first phase of this project, all registered pregnant women in their third trimester from the East Gonja municipality would receive the birth kits. To qualify for this safe delivery project, the expectant mother must have made at least one antenatal care visit in her third trimester. SEP through this project seeks to promote, amongst other things, reduction in maternal death due to hemorrhaging, maternal sepsis, and equip TBAs with the necessary training and knowledge on how to practice safe delivery of newborns. Also to increase the number of expectant mothers with access to basic delivery essentials for safe delivery of their newborns. And then also to increase the number of antenatal care visits, so that's at least four or more before they deliver. And then finally, it also aims to increase the early referral of high-risk pregnant women to antenatal care and skilled care due to increased birth attendants' knowledge, awareness from training, and provision for incentives for each referral. Ladies and gentlemen, through this project, we can change the narrative so far as maternal and neonatal mortality is concerned. We need to drastically reduce the numbers and the alarming numbers. These are not mere numbers, but these are women, mothers, sisters, wives. These are our loved ones who are losing their lives unnecessarily. We hope that through this project we can transform the lives of our expectant mothers and improve their reproductive health and contribute to achieving United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that target at least or below 70 per every 100,000 live births. Also, at every point through the process, data collected will be analyzed to assess the impact of the birth kits in reducing maternal mortality and neonatal mortality and morbidity before forwarding the relevant data to state institutions such as the Ghana Health Service. I therefore urge all of you to support this project, to do the right thing so that this project will be successful. Together, we can reduce maternal mortality. Together we can save the lives of our newborn babies. Together we can ensure the well-being of women of Ghana. Good health is essential to sustained socioeconomic development and poverty reduction. Improved maternal health benefits the whole society, and it is our collective responsibility.